What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Chat with Kat. What's going on? What's good? I hope y'all doing good today. Hopefully my music is not too loud, but so I wanted to try and remain consistent, as I said I would, so here I am. It is Tuesday, August 20th, the day after the super blue moon. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys, you know, good things can still happen 5 days even after that full moon. So you guys make sure you stay in high vibrations and stay positive and all that good stuff. But y'all, today I wanted to talk about something that many of us probably have experienced. Some of us may not, whether we realize it or not, but getting distracted by the internet, especially social media, and losing touch with what's real. Now, I'm not just talking about like mindlessly scrolling and through your feed and getting lost in silly videos, because of course we've all been there. I'm talking about something deeper, like getting caught up in drama that has nothing to do with you. Or worse, allowing a digital world to start shaping who you think you need to be. Y'all, this is real for people that are really into social media, right? And what I've learned is that it just doesn't hold a space for me because I'm getting older. I know I've always had a full life outside of these internet streets, as the people call them. What they say, Beyonce internet? I don't know. But I've found myself getting sucked into it. Like recently, I found myself getting sucked into some stuff, and it was just like, this is so childish and insignificant. Why am I allowing it to consume my thoughts and energy? These people don't know me. I don't know these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's the likes and the shares. I mean, because originally I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to be different. I'm going to join to like network, because now I'm doing something for myself. Like, I can be the one to bring in the positive, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the things that I'm learning, like put them to use. But then it's like, okay, I'm not fully prepared to do that, because once I got in that space and the drama came, I'm like, oh no, 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 no. Because I've been here before. I've been there before when I was like stuck into it, you know? But one thing about it is I try to live my truth in my reality, you know what I'm saying? And I had to remind myself of that. Like, I was like, I can't believe I'm allowing something so petty in high school to pull me away from the things that like matter to me, you know? So yeah, I decided to take a step back. And so like, I haven't been like chit-chatting in with friends or doing anything. Like, really, I just been like being conscious of what's around me, myself, like trying to stay off my phone, trying to put my phone down for a few hours, just leaving it on the charger while I go do something else. Because, baby, you know, like I'm on my journey of self-discovery and deepening my relationship with God. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters, right? Living authentically, being present in our own lives and nurturing our spiritual well-being. That's what I'm trying to do. I know I'm not alone in this, because I can see it's so many of us that get caught up in the digital world to the point where it consumes you and it becomes your entire personality. But I just wanted to let you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Don't let the internet define you. You are more than an online persona. Truth is, the validation we seek online is fleeting. What's real, what's lasting, is the love, the peace, and the joy we find in our everyday lives. and our connection with God. But if you ever find yourself in a situation where you feel overwhelmed or distracted by what's happening online, I want to encourage you to take a step back, set some boundaries, reconnect with the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Reflect on why certain things online affect you the way that they do. And ask yourself, do they really align with my values and my goals? Like, how is this serving me? How is this helping me, you know? But remember, y'all, real life is where your truth resides. And it's okay to disconnect from the noise and focus on what really matters. It's okay to live in your truth, even if that means stepping away for a while. Because your journey of self-discovery and your relationship with God are more important than any drama or persona you might encounter online. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in and listening to me today in this brief episode. It's not too long. I hope this message resonates with you and encourages you to stay true to yourself online, but also, of course, in real life. Until next time, y'all, take care, stay grounded, and keep living in your truth. Love you. Bye.